Do you expect a different look than without Terrell Thomas in the defense, without John Goff in the defense?
No. I don't expect anything different, obviously. You've always been one play away from being a starter. And, you know, guys that, when you lose a starter, guys, you get a guy like Ross that steps up, and, just like when we lost Jarvis Jenkins, you got to have, the guy behind him step up, and, that's the nature of this game.
Coach, so is it difficult for a team to regroup, for a defense to regroup when it loses its starting middle linebacker so quickly to the season opener?
Well, I think you're always disappointed, when you lose not only a great player, but a great leader. I think it's always tough, but I think you talk about that as a head coach, that these things are going to happen during the season, and it's going to happen to everybody, and, how do you respond, when that adversity strikes? And I'm sure the Giants will obviously react accordingly.
Coach, in having so many new faces this year, obviously you're sort of changing the culture there, but is there also some chemistry that still needs to be forged? Do you still feel like everyone's sort of feeling each other out?
Well, I think anytime you get ready for the regular season, you always got to go out and prove yourself what type of football team you are. So regardless if you're young or old or inexperienced, it's people working together and people going out on game day and showing people, what your football team's like. And, some teams are a little bit younger, or some organizations, get new head coaches trying to put a certain direction in which their team is going. I think it's just, part of new coaching staffs coming together.
How about to you? Does the tenor of your team feel different this year, though? Does the attitude seem different?
I think, from your first year to the second year, I think it's usually a big change because you know what type of people fit your system. You know what people you want to bring back from the previous year. So usually your feel for a football team in the second year is much different than your first year where you're trying to feel people out.
At the beginning of free agency, you went hard for Barry Coldfield. What stuck out to you about him during his time at the Giants, and what made you think he can transition to an entirely new system?
Well, Barry's a football player, and he's such a character person that he's going to fit in any system. And I thought, he played very well for the Giants, very impressed on how they play defensively since I've been here, with the Skins. And Barry was a big part of that defense, and I thought it was one of the reasons why they were very successful and one of the reasons why we went after him.
The top kick returner here is Devin Thomas. Why didn't you think it didn't work out in Washington, and how much did you get a chance to know him during his time there?
I got to know Devin pretty good. He's a really good person. He's got a lot of ability. I'm going to wish him well because I'm fond of the guy, the way he handled himself, how hard he worked. And you've always got to make decisions that are very tough in any organization who's going to make your football team. I'm just not wishing him luck this weekend.
You know what's funny, though, Coach, is that he says what drives him here is you asking him, are you really working hard? Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I just told Devin that if he wants to stay in this league, he's going to have to be a pro. And, it's going to have to be a full-time job for you. It can't be a part-time job. I talked about his ability and what I thought he had to do to stay in this league, and obviously he's doing it.
So when you as a coach hear that an opposing player says he's driven by those words, what does that make you think, or what does that do for you?
Well, it makes me feel good because, I like Devin as a person, and I thought if he ever decided that he wanted to be a true pro, that he had all the athletic ability in the world, and just to make the Giants team shows you that he's doing things the right way.
Coach, there's been plenty of discussion around here about Eli Manning. Both what to expect out of him this season and what he did last year. Do you think of Eli as a 25-interception quarterback?
No, Eli's an excellent quarterback. One of the things about being a quarterback in this league that if you don't have a, playoff-type year, if it's a Pro Bowl or you take your team into the deep into the playoffs, there's always going to be the question marks on, what can he do for this organization in the future? The organization that I've been with, every year it's the same. And when you don't go to the playoffs, you know, people are going to be looking at the quarterbacks. That's just the nature of this business. I think Eli showed everybody what he did in that Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl, and I'm sure he's looking to get back to that type of play.
And what factored into your decision to go with Grossman over Beck as your starter this season?
Well, just basically open competition. And we've got two guys that I believe in, two guys that I believe can play in this league. It was very close. I thought Rex just edged them out, but I believe in both players.